The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Will you run out of money before you run out of time? We are here to discuss that question with you today. Thank you for tuning in to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. And now here's the man, the myth, the legend. Jay, how are you today?
Doing wonderful, Tom. I love the intro.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend, my
friend. Thank you. Happy Turkey Day, my friend.
Yes. So let's get right down to business. And business is a big part of what we talk about. Let's talk about that moment when a family decides to no longer manage their life savings on their own. They've been doing it as do-it-yourselfers, and what kinds of things happen to cause our Christian families and listeners to make a shift like this, to seek out someone like you for professional help and retirement wisdom?
Yeah, Tom, it's like anything, right? It's deciding you want to change, right? You can't keep doing the same old thing and expecting different results, and it's the same thing with our finances. If you keep eating the same way and you're not exercising, well, newsflash, you're probably going to gain weight unless you have one of those crazy metabolisms where you want and not have to worry about it. Most of us don't have that luxury. So it's the same with our finances. And many times when do-it-yourselfers, they get close to retirement or they're going through a major change in their life, they're selling a business or maybe they're changing jobs, came into an inheritance, something has changed in their life and they say, wait a minute here, I really need to get a second opinion before I move forward, and they seek out a competent advisor. And a lot of times it's that risk of making uninformed decisions and without professional guidance. Often investors do, in fact, make poor decisions, and we've got these ever-changing financial markets. So it really makes a whole lot of sense to get some wise biblical counsel, especially if you call yourself a Christian, you've got faith. Find someone that lines up with your faith and values and get that second opinion. And at Faith Investor Services, we specialize in Christian investing and financial planning, so you don't have to navigate it alone. And the things that we often recommend, if you're looking for an advisor, look at their expertise and experience, because financial advisors do bring a whole lot of valuable experience and knowledge for navigating these crazy markets. Expertise can really enhance the quality of advice that you get. And I've been doing this for over 28 years, Tom, and I've seen just about everything under the sun. They say there's nothing new under the sun. I think I've seen it all in the past 20 years. So I certainly can help people. The other thing is look for personalized financial planning, not someone that's going to sell you product. You want someone that's looking for solutions. And that's what we lead with. Advisors tailor their advice to fit your unique situation. That's what you should look for. They can match your goals, your risk tolerance, and specialize in areas like retirement, estate, or tax planning. And I'm, you know, for example, a certified financial planner, a CFP. I've been one since 2001. I also have a master's degree in financial planning. And that's really the foundation of where I start, is let's look at the big picture before we get into the little picture. And that makes a huge difference. And we want to make sure that we're including your faith and values in this process as well. And the thing that I really add value to my clients is the emotional support and discipline. A lot of times I have to talk my clients literally off the edge. They're thinking of selling, Jay, I need to go to cash. I need to do this, the markets, the elections. And I've got to talk them off the fence and say, hey, let's look at history. Let's look at how the markets have reacted. I did that during COVID. I saw that pandemics are usually short-lived. Let's not just panic and sell with everybody else. Let's hang on. Let's look for, does it make financial sense to do what you're thinking of doing? And that sounding board is invaluable. And that's really the value that I provide to my clients. If I can prevent them from making some costly mistakes, it's worth the price that they're paying for my advice and then some.
We are talking to Jay Peroni, and you want your actions to match your words, right? Well, Here's an offer for you, an invitation for you to call us now for your portfolio screen. You can find out now whether the companies you're investing in match your faith and your values and honor God, or if you need to make changes. And it's a jungle out there. So give Jay a call. There's absolutely no obligation to ask your questions. The number is 800-270-7310. Again, no obligation. Ask for your portfolio screen. So, Jay, what I hear you saying is that some people have a financial pain point that they go through, and that gets them motivated. Other people just have this money in motion that they need wisdom suddenly to Absolutely. Know what to do. Do very many people shift from a different advisor, investment advisor, over to you?
Yeah, we have that happen a lot, believe it or not, Tom, where they've had an advisor maybe for a long time or maybe relatively new relationship. And a lot of the clients that we have currently, I serve about 100 to 150 families across the United States, virtually every single state. If you're listening to me on XM Sirius, I probably have clients in your state. Most of these people came from other financial advisors. And the number one reason, Tom, that they switch over to us is, number one, they want their investments to line up with their Christian values. They don't want to support things like abortion and pornography and embryonic stem cell research and human trafficking and investing in countries that are persecuting Christians. They want to make sure that their money reflects their faith and values, that their walk matches their talk. And that's really where we help people, is to really incorporate those biblical screens into their investment portfolios. And a lot of times they may have a Christian advisor and they're not doing biblical screening, or maybe their advisor doesn't line up with their faith and values. And it's like getting married. You want to be equally yoked with your advisor, just like you would with your spouse, because a lot of times if they're giving you worldly wisdom, it's going to contradict the Bible. They're going to look for woke companies. They're going to look for ESG and things that clearly oppose biblical views. So at Faith Investor Services, we start with financial planning, that approach, retirement planning, tax planning, legacy planning, and of course the investment side of it from a biblical perspective. And we're going to screen out those companies involved in abortion and pornography and those things that you don't want to be investing in as Christians. And the other thing that I see, a lot of advisors don't communicate very well with their clients. We're sending out monthly updates. You're a client, Tom. You get my monthly update. I'm keeping you in tune with what we're buying, what we're seeing in the markets, what are some of the risks and some of the rewards that we see in the future. And that communication is critical. And I like to sit down with my clients either face-to-face or via Zoom or phone call at least twice a year, checking in. Are things working? What in your life has changed? Here's what we're seeing. Do you have questions? And that is really what this business is about. It's about being personal. And that's what I try to be with each of my clients. I consider them an extension of my family. They're hearing from me. They're calling me, emailing me. And I respond very quickly. If your advisor is not getting back to you quickly, you need to change advisors, because this market is changing very rapidly, as we've talked about. The other thing I see a lot of times is they've got misaligned investment strategies. The advisor's recommendations conflict with their clients' goals. They do great when the markets are going up, but as soon as the market goes down, they're going down with the market or as much as the market. And we do things a little differently. We take a tactical approach. We play offense when times are good. We try to capture as much on the upside. But as soon as things get dicey and we see concerns in the market, we're going to get defensive. And not just buy and hold. We're going to go to more defensive sectors. We may get more cash, more gold and silver, things that can do well while the markets are going down. And that tactical approach really is another reason people come to us. And the third reason I'll say, Tom, is usually high fees. I see a lot of people, they don't know what they're paying. They're paying all these fees, layers and layers of fees. And we use a lot of individual securities, and we don't charge any commissions when we're buying or selling. And then low-cost ETFs and a few mutual funds here and there, but our costs are very reasonable. We get biblical screening, and we give them financial advice and guidance, and we're not nickel and diming our clients. So that's why a lot of people choose us over their current advisor, and they switch over.
That fiduciary standard is so important for people to understand. And Jay, you know, has worked in our family finances, as he mentioned, for a long time, and never once have you tried to pressure me or sell me anything. And I just appreciate your approach so much. I mean, it's above and beyond a professional approach. It's a friendship, but I think you have that same kind of friendship with a lot of your clients. So one thing I want to make sure people know is that they can get your free ebook It's absolutely free from Jay Peroni. It's called 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith. And it lays out a lot of those things we've talked about, but also, you know, in greater detail. So don't wait. Get your free download right now at the website, which is faithandretirement.com. Jay, I've heard financial professionals really critical of 401ks. 401ks are certainly really popular. I mean, they're everywhere. What do people need to know about their 401k?
Yeah, let's start with the good, Tom, first. You know, I think 401ks are great because it's forced savings. People start contributing and it's money that doesn't go into their checking accounts. It goes directly into their 401k. So they're kind of forced saving. And they
don't even see it.
You don't even see it. You're getting a company match in a lot of cases. So that's the good part. I say if your company matches 5% dollar for dollar, put in 5%, get that free money. But beyond that, there's a lot of problems that I have with 401ks. The biggest one would be most of these 401ks do not have any biblically responsible investment choices. Mm-hmm. So you can't really line up with your faith and values. So again, the 5%, let's try to be as good as we can with that and make sure it, you know, we control what we can control and try to do it as biblically responsible as we can. The other thing that you don't get with a 401k is you don't get, most cases, professional guidance. You don't get someone there telling you what to buy, what to sell, where to be positioned, you know, which stocks to be buying, should you have gold and silver. And they're very limited choices often in those 401ks. And the third thing is there's often high fees. A lot of the funds in there have fees. So you're paying layers and layers of administrative fees and fees for the funds that are managing your 401k. So what I often say is if you leave a company, you have that 401k, it often makes sense to roll it over from a 401k to an IRA, doing a rollover. There's no tax consequences. And now you can get it biblically responsible. You can get it lining up with your faith and values. You can get more choices. You can get professional guidance. And secondly, if you're over 59 and a half, a lot of people don't realize this, Tom, but you can do what's called an in-service withdrawal while you're still working there. You're still contributing to your 401k, but if you've got a balance in that 401k, you can take that money out, roll it to an IRA, get it biblically responsible, get it in line with your faith and values, get professional management. That is really, really critical to be able to have those additional advantages. And you can still do that while you're working. As long as you're 59 and a half, most plans allow you to do what's called an in-service withdrawal. We help clients do that all of the time. I did a couple this week. A gentleman, he had $600,000 sitting in his 401k. And he's like, Jay, I don't really watch this very much, first of all. Second of all, show me what I'm investing in. I showed him. I said, you know, Tom, you're investing in abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research. Are these things you want to support? Absolutely not. Get my money out. So we rolled it over to an IRA, and now we're doing it in a biblically responsible fashion. We're hopefully going to get them better returns. We're going to have some individual stocks, some gold and silver, our Christian stock ETF, which is ticker symbol PRAY. So he's getting a lot of different investments that are now Christian-based and line up with his faith and values, and he's getting that professional management. So we can help you do that. If you've got a 401k that you left behind at a previous job or you're 59 and a half, give us a call. There's no cost. We can give you an analysis. Go to faithandretirement.com, set up a free strategy session, and we'll walk you through the whole process.
That's great, Jay. And I had a 401k, and it was 81% dirty. Once we had you run it through the screens, that's what we learned. And so we don't want our money going to a lot of those places. If you're like me, you're going to want to check this out and learn more. Again, Jay's number is 800-270-7310. Back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
You've tuned in to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. My name's Tom, and it's so great to have you with us. Jay, is there any research saying that a retirement plan through a fiduciary certified financial planning firm such as yours generates a better return on investment than, say, an index fund or the folks who manage everything themselves?
Yeah, there's no guarantee to that, of course, Tom. There was a study recently done by Fidelity Investments, and they found that investors that work with professionals, they get professional financial advice, it really can enhance the returns by as much as 5.1% per year over the long term, depending on the time period and, of course, the method of calculations. But a good financial advisor is going to work with you to develop a personalized investment strategy and identify opportunities to both grow and protect your assets. And that's really where the value is preventing you or protecting you from yourself in a lot of cases. There was a study done by Delbar that showed the average equity investor underperformed the markets last year by a whopping 5.5%. So there's the value right there. If I could just get you in line with the market, there's 5.5% right there.
Wow.
That was the largest gap in the last decade. But I've seen these studies over time, and usually the average return of the market is about 10 to 12%. And the same investor investing in those markets is getting 4 to 5% less than the market because they're getting out at the wrong time. They're getting back in at the wrong time. When you look at fixed income investors, not as big of a gap, but it was still 2.63% less than the average bond fund. So fixed income investors, equity investors getting less than the market. Really, those emotional decisions are what hurt returns. The investors will sell during down markets or market drawdowns, and then they miss out on the rebounds. And that really highlights the importance of maintaining a long-term strategy. And that's what we recommend at Faith Investor Services.
And you're a fiduciary, so that's even more so. You know, that's really important for people to know.
Absolutely.
Jay, the Fed is set to meet again here in a couple of weeks in December. Does it make much difference whether Fed Chairman Powell cuts interest rates next month, or does it make any difference he's doing it at this point?
Yeah, it doesn't make a huge, huge difference. The Fed, you know, is meeting again here in December, and the big question is, will they cut rates? That's what the market's waiting on pins and needles for, and it's a really challenging decision. There's some jobs I wouldn't want for anything in the world, you know, being that home plate umpire in extra innings of a major league game. Every ball and strike that you're calling, people are looking at, criticizing you, or even being an ice fisherman during an ice storm. I don't like extreme cold. That's one job I wouldn't want. And another one is being a Fed governor tasked with the fate of short-term interest rate decisions as we head into 2025. Talk about pressure, right? Yeah. But let's look at the glasses half empty and half full. So if we look at the half full category, inflation is moving lower. We're seeing the economy is still creating jobs. We've got corporate earnings in the third quarter were very robust. And then we had retail sales in October were very strong. So we've got a lot of things that are working very well for the economy. But if we look at the half empty category, we've got inflation is still above the Fed's 2% target. We've got the pace of job creation starting to slow. We're seeing fewer and fewer jobs created. And the corporate earnings, unfortunately, are not factored into the Fed's interest rate decision. So that plus doesn't help the Fed make a decision. And then the other thing we haven't seen yet is what is this holiday spending going to look like? October was great, but will we see robust consumer spending during the holiday season? And as you recall, when we talk about spending here in the United States, that represents about 70% of the U.S. economy. So if consumers are spending, the economy is strong. If they're not, that's when we start to see lots of problems. So the Federal Reserve is set to meet again on December 18th, and they'll announce their decision on short-term rates. And the markets will have some sort of reaction to it. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to make a huge world of a difference this next meeting. It's more, what are they going to do next year? Are they going to keep rates low? And I know Trump is a big advocate of getting those rates back down and getting home prices more affordable and getting the economy chugging along again. So I see 2025 could have some amazing opportunities.
Well, let's talk about President Trump forward just a moment. You know, people voted for change. And Jay, you might be just the person our listeners need to help navigate all this change. He seems really enthused about crypto, but a lot of my conservative friends have been pretty skeptical about cryptocurrencies. Like, you know, they think it's a scam or that it's hard to retrieve your money back. What do you think?
Yeah, see, cryptocurrencies do have a lot of flair to them. They're very controversial. Some people love them, some people hate them. And some of the risks that I always highlight, they're very volatile. They're not like a traditional currency like the US dollar. It doesn't go up 30% one week and down 30%. So you see cryptocurrencies have wild swings. The other thing is government regulations, right? They can change at any time. Countries have banned Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, and they can do that at any point with regulations. And then not all cryptocurrencies or exchanges are secure. We've heard those horror stories of these cryptocurrency exchanges disappearing overnight. You know, you've got to look for some of the more reputable ones like Coinbase and Fidelity has a wallet, and some of those others that have big names behind them. The other thing too is you can invest in ETFs that have exposure to cryptocurrency. So those are some other ways. And if you have these digital wallets, they're not always secure, and you can be very posed to some sort of scam. So those are some of the big risks of them. But I look at what are some of the benefits. And for people looking to diversify away from the dollar, gold and silver are great. And then cryptocurrencies are another way to diversify, have money away from the US dollar. So I like Bitcoin for that reason. Also, you see these cryptocurrency exchanges trade around the clock, and all you need is an internet connection and a crypto wallet, and you can be doing business anywhere in the world, any time of the day. They also have lower fees and quicker transfer times for these cryptocurrencies, and the blockchain technology is just amazing. You know, some of these companies that have developed this is simply amazing. And as they become more and more popular, I think more places will start accepting Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. So I think they're something that should be maybe a small part of a person's portfolio, but I wouldn't bet the farm on them. It's always good to have diversification, some gold, silver, some Bitcoin, some stocks, some bonds, real estate. That's really the foundation of a solid portfolio, is having that diversification. And that's what we preach at Faith Investor Services. Let's diversify your portfolio and get you protected for both the good markets and those bad markets.
Man, this is the fastest show I think we've ever done. It's hard to believe it, but we're almost out of time. So if you're listening today and you have questions about what we've talked about, whether you're looking for wisdom on your retirement income, annuities, or life insurance, or wealth accumulation, you just want to make sure you don't run out of money as you retire, give Jay a call and ask your questions. There is absolutely no obligation to do that. And his telephone number is 800-270-7310. And you can learn a lot about Jay and download your free book at faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. This is your place for biblically responsible investing. Jay, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Tom.
I appreciate you. And be sure to tell a friend about this outreach ministry. This is Faith in Retirement, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.